This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Amazing Rico Bronya Podcast with your host, Evan Roberts.
Welcome to a Rico Bronya that I do not want to do right now. We are yet going to talk about another spring training injury. I would love for spring training to end. I expressed that on the last Rico, not because of injuries, just because I'm over it. I'm done. Let's get to the start of the season. But on a beautiful Thursday morning, as I was sitting at the vet, I saw the news that Jeff McNeil's got an oblique issue and he's out 3 to 4 weeks. So we've got some time before I do the afternoon show with Tiki at 2 o'clock to do a little instant reaction, emergency Rico Bronya on the ramifications of this Jeff McNeil injury. I very well may be breaking the news to you if you are watching or listening live on YouTube or you've downloaded the podcast and there are things you do in the course of your day that doesn't allow you to remain updated on every single thing going on in Met spring training. But the update on Jeff McNeil is that he has a low-grade oblique strain. And according to Carlos Mendoza, he is expected to miss 3 to 4 weeks. Now, that is not catastrophic in terms of timeline, 3 to 4 weeks. Do the math. We're 2 weeks away from the start of the baseball season. So if you kind of delete the 2 weeks from the timeline because these games don't count, and you're looking at missed regular season games, you're looking at 1 to 2 weeks. Based on that timeline, based on the timeline the Mets handed out, in terms of how much regular season games will he miss, assuming the 3 to 4 weeks is encompassing the time missed along with his ability to work his way back, you're looking at Jeff McNeil in the first or second week of April. So as we continue that discussion, let's keep that in mind. This is not a high-grade oblique strain. This is not 6 to 8 weeks. This is not 10 to 12 weeks. This is not middle of May. Unless there's some kind of setback, we are looking at very early into the regular season. And that matters because when we talk about replacements, keep in mind we are talking about a short-term replacement because it is only 1 to 2 weeks. That's number one. Number two, what's very disappointing about an injury like this, and I understand that there are a lot of people in the Met fan community, the Rico community, they don't like Jeff McNeil. They're done with Jeff McNeil. I heard already from some of my friends the response being good. Great. Let's see Luis Angel Acuña. Let's see Brett Beatty. Let's see Ronnie Mauricio. Screw Jeff McNeil. I'm done with him anyway. Look, I'm not the biggest Jeff McNeil fan either, but this is not good. Forget about him personally. You want depth on a baseball team. Right now, the Mets are where they are health-wise, it could get worse. You know, they're talking confidently about Brandon Nimmo. We don't know. There could be another injury we don't expect. So you never want guys to go down, not just because you're a bad person for rooting people for people to get hurt, but because you don't want your depth to be impacted. And the Mets' depth is impacted by a move like this. We've talked about the ways that Brett Beatty or Luis Angel Acuña could have got at-bats. even with Jeff McNeil out there every day. So now you're stretching yourself a little bit thin when you lose another player. The other reason why losing McNeil really sucks is that McNeil, very similarly to Francisco Alvarez, are coming off of down to bad to disappointing seasons, however you want to phrase it. In Jeff McNeil's case, he had a terrible first half, he had a much better second half, and then he got hurt. His strong second half got derailed via injury, then he comes back in the middle of the playoffs, he's shoved into the lineup, and he doesn't do very much. Jeff McNeil needed, for him personally, and sure for the team as well, to get off to a good start, to kind of build off of, if you believe you can build off momentum of, you know, 6 months ago, but to build off of the way he was playing in the second half of last year. Because one of the big questions in this lineup, there are some non-questions like, hey, Juan Soto's great, or Pete Alonso could hit 30 home runs, whether it's a great year or a bad year for his standards. But what is Jeff McNeil? Is he the guy? Can he be the guy who 3 years ago won a freaking batting title? Is he the guy who for the last year and a half we basically think stinks and can't wait to get rid of him? Or can he at least be second half Jeff McNeil, who gives you a 275 batting average, hits for some pretty good pop, and has an OPS near 800? If he can be that, it takes this lineup to another level. And now he's been derailed, not just from starting the season on time, but he's completely out of his rhythm. He's not swinging a bat for a week or two. Then he comes back. He may need a rehab assignment, we'll see, which could affect his timeline. But does it affect McNeil potentially getting off to a good start? So that's the other negative. Look, all injuries suck. All injuries are bad. There are some injuries that are worse than others, clearly. There are certain players that will bother you being out more than others. But a guy coming off a bad year, a guy coming into what I think is a prove-it season, and for McNeil in a lot of ways at this point in his career, this is a prove-it season. It stinks that he's already dealing with some kind of physical issue. Now, with that said, it opens up opportunities, does it not? We've talked quite a bit about the 26th man on this roster. I have made very clear that that guy should be Brett Beatty, in my humble opinion. A lot of Met fans have disagreed, saying Luis Angel Acuña. My gut feeling, and I have not heard Mendy talk about this in depth yet. I have not heard David Stearns talk about this in depth yet. I'm giving you my opinion. My bird's eye view is that if your reaction to this is, oh, both will make the team. Oh, okay. That solves that. Beatty's here. Acuña's here. They'll divvy up the playing time for a week or two, and then they'll kind of kick the can down the road on that decision. If that's what you're thinking, I think you're going to be very disappointed. I do not think that Brett Beatty and Luis Angel Acuña both make this team. I think what this injury ensures is that, and don't kill the messenger, this is just my opinion on how this is going to be handled. I think Donovan Walton is making the team. I do. I think the Mets are going to view this as an opportunity to have a super utility player, which Walton can be, a guy with major league experience, a guy who does play shortstop, so it does give you that backup shortstop if need be, a guy who can play second base. I think Donovan Walton makes the team as a super utility infielder who maybe late in games comes in for defense. And that could work with Acuña on the team, or it could work with Beatty on the team. Because late in the game, let's say it's Acuña who makes the team, and we'll get into Acuña versus Beatty in a second, because I still think it's a thing. Like I'm laying out, I don't think they both make the team. But let's say it's Acuña, Walton comes in a game late, he goes to second, Acuña goes to third, you shore up your defense with Vientos coming out late for defense. If it's Beatty at second base, then I think it's pretty straightforward. Walton comes in to improve the defense at second, since that's a new position for Brett Beatty, and I think we're all assuming that while he may be okay over there, he ain't gonna, yeah, you're not gonna think he's Robbie Alomar.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hornets Prime. So my gut feeling from this injury is not that both Acuna and Beatty are going to make the team, but that this opens up a spot for a super utility player like Donovan Walton, who they're not going to feel pressure to play every day, versus Acuna and Beatty making the team. And I know that the majority of people aren't going to like this, because I put a poll out earlier this morning right after the injury went down, simply stating who should be the opening day second baseman for the New York Mets. 69% of people said Luis Angel Acuna. I don't think that's happening. I think that despite this injury to Jeff McNeil and the initial reaction that a lot of people have of, oh, Acuna, my dad had that reaction. Tommy Lugauer had that reaction. Most people on this Twitter poll had that reaction. I'm afraid I got some bad news. My gut tells me that's not going to happen, because I think they want this kid playing every single day. That's what I think they want. And if he's up here at the major league level, he's going to probably platoon with Brett Beatty, because Beatty needs that opportunity to prove he can hit the major league level, and an opportunity has just been laid down at his feet with McNeil going down. So Acuna would make this team as a part-time player even after this McNeil injury, and I think they want him playing every day. And quite frankly, I don't disagree with them, because I think we have completely, utterly overrated 2 weeks of what this guy did at the major league level. And he was great, and I give him a lot of credit. I think it was awesome, especially in the spot he was in with Lindor being hurt, to have to be called up, thrown into a tough spot at shortstop. Remember, he had a few defensive miscues early, and then he relaxed. He played stellar defense. He hit for some pop. He was clutch. He was great. But it was 2 weeks. And I think that he needs to prove it at the minor league level. And this injury to McNeil does not open up that opportunity the way some view it. I think it opens up the opportunity for Brett Beatty, because this is a moment for Brett Beatty where we got to figure out what the hell he is. And here's what's beautiful about this opportunity. I know that Beatty has been a disappointment for all of us at the major league level. He has. He's shown tiny signs, little signs, especially early on when he was first called up 2.5 years ago. But he's already conquered AAA pitching. This is his moment. This is not just his moment to have a chance to play. This is his chance. And I think you Met fans will love this more than what I'm telling you about Acuna. I think this is his chance to change Jeff McNeil's role on this team. Now, it's a small period of time, right? It's only 1 to 2 weeks. But if Brett Beatty can come out at the start of this season and hit the crap out of the ball, they will not take him out of this lineup. They will find ways for him to play. Now, it may not always be at second base, because I don't think McNeil loses his job completely, but I think the pressure is applied early on Jeff McNeil if Brett Beatty can hit. And that is why I believe, and I am with the 31% of people on my Twitter poll that say the opening day second baseman should be Brett Beatty, because we need to find out. We need to find out. And this is his opportunity, and this is his moment. This is his chance to hit major league pitching. This is his chance to show you he could hit at the major league level. This is his chance to also show he can play a capable second base, even if that's not maybe the long-term answer for him defensively. But this is his opportunity. Acuña's opportunity is to go down to AAA and mash. Same with Ronnie Mauricio. The reason I haven't brought his name up is I don't think he's an option at all. He hasn't played. Ronnie Mauricio's got to go down to AAA, and he's got to hit. And once he does that, come on back up. Because there's a chance. And what I don't want you to do, because I think some people are, is take my passion for Beatty getting a chance to play as some kind of overconfidence that he's the next Wade Boggs. I don't know what Brett Beatty is. I'd be lying if I told you. All I'm stating is I want to see. I want him to get that chance. And then if he fails, when he fails, if that's the tone you want me to use, you want me to give you a little negative. When he fails, Ronnie Mauricio, Luis Angel Acuña, obviously Jeff McNeil being healthy, it's all right there for one of them to take the job. But on March 27th, in Houston against the Astros, crap, Framber Valdez is probably going to be on the mound. A little tough lefty-lefty matchup right out of the gate. I want to see Brett Beatty. Now, that is another element to the utility role we talked about. Donovan Walton is a left-hand hitter. So if Beatty makes the team and Walton is the super utility player, they are very left-handed, that is going to lead not only Brett Beatty playing every day for the first 2 weeks, but facing everyone, including left-handers. But I don't think that the Mets' want of Acuña playing every day and proving himself is going to be enough to say, hey, they're facing Framber Valdez early on. Let's make sure we have a right-handed bat in there. Now, I could be wrong. And if I'm wrong, I'm not against it. Like, it's not like I'm in love with Donovan Walton. But I just don't think they're going to do it. Now, let me get to some of your responses because this cannot be a long, long Rico Bronya. I got to get to work. I'm very busy. But we definitely wanted to get this episode 444 emergency instant reaction, Jeff McNeil is hurt podcast in. So let me get to some of your opinions. And I'm just going to respond to some of the tweets back at me when I put the poll out there this morning of who should be the opening day second baseman for the Mets, Brett Beatty or Luis Angel Acuña. Luis Angel Acuña is at 69%. Brett Beatty's at 31%. Joe Burke writes, it's got to be Beatty. You need a down in the lineup power hitter. Not an on-base guy. Yes, I know Acuña can hit with some power, but that's not the main thing. Beatty has been rocketing the ball this spring. Anthony writes, Beatty's out of options, so give him a shot. He's actually not out of options. He can be sent down to the minors. It's more, do we really need to see him in the minors? Poor Thornton writes, this is how I learned about Jeff McNeil's injury. Oof. Well, I apologize. I mean, there may be some people learning about the McNeil injury via this instant reaction YouTube / podcast. So I apologize. Schoolboy Rollup writes, Acuña, the dude is dynamic. We'd have to live with the growing pains, but it would be worth it. You're right about living with growing pains, and he is dynamic. But honestly, I want to see him conquer AAA. I do think there's a level of importance to that. Santo writes, Brett Beatty deserves it, but on a short leash. By the way, I agree with that. You know, when I talk about Beatty getting this opportunity and we got to find out about him, he's played a lot of major league games. So it's not like Beatty deserves a full season. Like, all right, just play him every day. We'll see what happens. Kind of like what the Yankees did with Anthony Volpe 2 years ago. Now, the question is, what is that leash? I think in the case of McNeil getting healthy, that leash may only be a week and a half or 2 weeks. You know, he gets off to a slow start. I don't think he'd lose his roster spot necessarily, but the playing time would diminish. Steven writes, considering McNeil might be out almost a month and the season is 2 weeks away, I'd say bring up both, but the job should be Beatty's to lose. I don't think they're going to do it. As I mentioned, it is an option to have them both on the team, especially with lefties that you will be facing. So it does give you that ability to sit Beatty against a tough lefty and have Acuña play. I don't think they're going to do it because if they follow that route, Acuña's playing twice a week. I don't know how often they're going to be able to get him at bats. Joseph writes the same thing. I would like a loose platoon, especially with Framber starting on opening day. Give me Acuña. LFGM NYC writes, they can go 75% Acuna, 25% of Beatty at second base, and then rotate the utility guys. Mike writes, Beatty's been having a great spring. Give him the shot. If he doesn't perform it, then you make the switch. All right, that's basically where I'm at. Anthony writes, Acuna is not his brother. Let's stop the fantasy. Hey, keep this in mind, Anthony. We are not needing or expecting Luis Angel Acuna to be Ronald Acuna Jr. Ronald Acuna Jr. is a top 10 player in the sport. And I don't think any of us are projecting that on him. The question is, can he be a valuable piece on a baseball team? Can he be a starting second baseman? Is he a star? And that's the part about Acuna we're going to find out. Like, I look at him and I wonder, can he be, and there's levels to this, can he be an everyday player at the major league level? Let's start with that. Can he be that? If he's not that, can he at least still be a valuable bench piece at the major league level? He brings you position versatility. He has speed. He's got a little bit of pop. Obviously, that would be a disappointment if we consider him a top prospect. But you've got, can he be a contributing major leaguer as a bench piece? Can he be an everyday player? And then the next step is, can he be an impactful star level everyday player? Radney writes, my brain says Acuna because of plus defense, but my heart says Brett Beatty's bat is just waiting to explode. Well, that's what I think we're waiting on, to see if that could potentially happen. There are a lot of people, Matt writes too, platoon the job for a month. Now, I think this period of time could be less than a month. I'm mixed because I think in the short term, the selfishness of us as Met fans, the platoon satisfies that because you get a little bit of Acuna, you get a little bit of Beatty, and you see what happens. And against a tough left-hander, it benefits you to have Acuna facing that guy as opposed to Beatty or Donovan Walton. But in terms of growth and development, it may be better for him to just play every single day in AAA. But this is obviously a new developing situation that we'll keep an eye on here in the latter part of spring training. Jeff McNeil out 3 to 4 weeks with an oblique. We'll have more on this on future Ricos, but we appreciate you tuning in or downloading this abbreviated instant reaction Rico Bronya. But I've got to go to work. Thank you very much for listening, subscribing, and downloading to an unfortunate emergency edition of Rico Bronya.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Rico Bronya podcast. It's amazing, isn't it? Make sure you download it now to keep it on you at all times.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.